We need to find somewhere to hide. Quinn and Finn will be right behind us.
This must be planet Aurora. I bet we can find a place in that city up ahead. Oh, we might even make some new friends.
Hurry up, Finn. They're getting away.
We can worry about making friends later, Bubbles. Let's go.
This city is really... really smoky.
Guys, I don't know how much longer I can run. I'm not as fast without my Starkeeper powers.
There they are!
Uh-oh! The twins spotted us!
You three, in here! Hurry! I lost them in the smoke, but I know they went somewhere this way, Finn!
Where?
Okay, they're gone.
That was a close one. Thanks for hiding us.
It's the least I could do. If the twins are chasing you, you three must be the good guys. The name's Tilly.
Nice to meet you, Tilly. I'm Bubbles, and these are my friends Leo and Tank.
Welcome to Aurora. I would say I hope you enjoy your stay, but there's not much to enjoy here ever since Dr. Disco took over. He even closed the chili dog stand.
Oh, that's... terrible, I guess?
It's pure evil, is what it is. Where is everyone supposed to get their delicious chili dogs now? Oh, the whole stealing the planet's core energy thing? It's pretty bad, too.
He's stealing the planet's core energy? Strider didn't tell us about that. What does Dr. Disco need that for?
For the giant Dr. Disco statue, of course. Those three factories pull all of Aurora's energy and use it to light up the statue every night.
That's terrible and super selfish.
You're telling me, but anyone that tries telling Dr. Disco that gets chased away by the twins. Speaking of the twins, why are they chasing you three?
Because of this portal star we're trying to fix.
Dr. Disco and his weird puppet Steve want to take over the universe. And they don't want us to fix the portal stars and restore the heart of this universe. Also, he really doesn't like Starkeepers.
Oh, you three are Starkeepers? No way! My cousin Lex was a Starkeeper. You know, she probably would have known about portal stars. Maybe she even wrote something about how to fix them in her special notebook.
Really? Lex is your cousin?
Yeah, you've heard of her?
Of course, she's in the universe we came from. She's a great Starkeeper.
Oh, I'm so glad she's okay. I haven't heard from her in a while. But I guess that makes sense if she ended up in your universe.
Do you know where her notebook might be so we can see if she wrote anything about the portal stars?
No. The last time I saw Lex with that notebook was at the old soda shop. It was our favorite place to go before she, you know, disappeared.
I'm sorry, Tilly. You must really miss her.
I do. But I learned so much from her. Her purpose was to help others. And mine is too. I might not be a Starkeeper like Lex was, but what I do still matters to the people on this planet. Oh, that's the evening bell. It'll be getting dark soon. Once the coast is clear, we can head to the soda shop.
Those Starkeepers got away!
No, you think, Quinn?
Yeah, obviously I think that. That's why I said it, Finn.
My sarcasm is wasted on you. I hope you know that.
We've checked this street 3 times, and it's starting to get dark. What are we gonna tell Dr. Disco? Shh, Finn, look! Sneaking out of that house! The Starkeepers!
Well, then don't just stand there. Shake a leg.
How is shaking a leg going to help us catch them?
No, that's not what I... just follow them, Quinn.
Oh, there it is. The old soda shop.
Maybe there's still some soda pop in there. Oh, they had so many flavors. Peach... cotton candy, sour apple. And the marshmallow flavor was life-changing.
You're definitely related to Lex. All she ever talks about is food.
Doesn't look like anyone's been here in years.
When Dr. Disco took over and the Starkeepers disappeared, the soda shop just kind of closed up.
Oh, tadpoles! The door is locked. Too bad we're not strong enough to break the door down.
Maybe there's a way inside around the back.
We wouldn't have to go around back if I was stronger. Without my Starkeeper powers, I'm not strong, I'm not fast, I'm just a regular old Armadillion. There's nothing I can do to help. It would be better if I wasn't even on this mission. Oh, what's the point?
What? That stuff isn't what matters, Tank. You don't exist to have powers. You exist to speak well and live well.
Thank you, Tilly. Exactly. See, Tank? That's the real reason you're here, and you're great at it.
You really think so?
Definitely.
Thanks, guys. Well, what are we waiting for, then? Let's go find a way inside the soda shop and look for Lex's notebook.
So much sugar!
Does anyone else find it a little weird that the back door was unlocked?
So many different flavors of soda pop.
All the flavors are still here. Licorice, banana split, barbecue. I'm in heaven.
Hey, Tank, look at these footprints. They look kind of fresh, don't you think? This one set of prints is really small and looks like it came from a really fancy shoe. And this set is huge. Almost looks like it came from a giant robot or something.
Ooh! Ooh! Look over there! That bottle of soda pop is huge! It's bigger than all of us put together!
That's the famous Cyclone Soda Pop! Legend is that the fizz from that drink alone could blow the roof off a building. Probably tastes so good.
Who's there? We've got soda pop and we aren't afraid to use it!
Oh, I come in peace, man. Don't spray my brand new android body with soda. Oh, that'll ruin it.
Oh, please tell me I'm not seeing who I think I'm seeing.
Whoa, it's the Starkeepers.
Hollywood? You got a new suit.
Pretty radical, am I right? Hey, Tutu, look who I found.
What now, Hollywood? I already told you I'm not trying the seaweed flavor soda.
Oh my gosh! Tutu!
You've got to be kidding me. What are you Star Losers doing here?
I was about to ask you two the same thing.
Hollywood over here decided to fly our spaceship right into a dimensional tear.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean to. The tear appeared out of like nowhere.
Where were you two trying to go?
I'm not really sure. Ever since we stopped being bad guys, we don't really know what our purpose is.
Ha! Speak for yourself, Hollywood. My purpose is to be a princess with sparkly dresses and pretty jewels. Duh.
Maybe you can find a new purpose in this universe. Ooh, like using your powers to be the good guys instead of the bad guys. Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be kind of cool. How would we do that?
You could start by helping us find a notebook about portal stars.
Ha! Notebook! Got it. Come on, Tutu. Help me find a notebook.
What? You try being a good guy if you want. Looking for a notebook. It's not like you know how to read or write anyways.
Oh, this is it! Lex's notebook! I found it!
Found you! And Strider's not here to help you. You guys are toast!
But then, they're not pieces of bread!
Oh, not actual toast, Quing!
Then why?
Forget it. Let's just defeat them, okay?
Everyone hide behind the cyclone bottle!
Why is it whenever Hollywood and I run into you star losers, people start shooting at us?
Yeah, seriously, dudes. Isn't everyone supposed to, like the good guys?
Hey! Don't you know shaking soda pop can cause it to explode? What if that was one of the marshmallow-flavored ones?
Tilly, you're a genius. If we all work together and push the cyclone bottle over, kaboom!
Everyone start pushing! Take cover!
It's gonna blow! Wow, you weren't kidding, Tilly. The cyclone really did blow the roof off the building. And the twins with it.
Yeah, it's definitely going to take them a long time to walk back.
Let's not wait around. What's Lex's notebook say?
Oh, a recipe for ice cream tacos.
Tilly, portal stars, focus!
Oh, right. Sorry. let's see. Portal stars.
Well, what does it say? How do we fix it?
Lex wrote here that portal stars are connected to planets' cores, but it doesn't say how to bring back a star's color.
Guys? I think something is wrong with the lights.
Oh, that's just the energy being sent to light up Dr. Disco's statue. Happens every night.
The statue? Wait, the statue takes energy from the planet!
Yeah, that's what she just said, Tank. We all heard her. Get the dirt out of your ears.
No, I mean, what if the portal star is gray because the statue is stealing Planet Aurora's energy?
Oh, so if we stop the statue from stealing the planet's energy, we might be able to restore color to the portal stars.
Right. We need to take down Dr. Disco's statue.
You mean the creepy statue of that dancing cyborg? Ugh, thank goodness. I'll help with that.
Really, Tutu? You'll help?
Oh, calm down, Bubble Girl. Not because I want to help, but because I can't stand looking at that ugly statue.
Still, I think we might need to make you an honorary star.
Finish that sentence, and I just might change my mind.
Like I was saying, let's go destroy that statue.